弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12。
我们要从第一节读到第五节。
We will read from verse 1 to 5.
罗马书十二章第一节到第五节。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 5.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当身体将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分隔个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的功用处。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
好，我们接下来请读啊，腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, please.
第二章，我们从第三节，我们读到第五节。
Verses 3 to 5.
腓立比书第二章第三节到第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 3 to 5.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
好，我们还是回到罗马书十二章。
Please come back to Romans 12, please.
我们说当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们有了基督的生命。
After we have received grace, I have been born again, we have the life of Christ.
我们开始一个新的生活。
And we start a new life.
罗马书前十一章呢，好像一个坚固的根基。
Now the first 11 chapters of Romans, it's just like a firm foundation.
我们一切的生活生命的成长必须在这个坚固的根基上开始。
All our spiritual growth, all our lives have to start from this firm foundation.
没有前面十一章的根基呢，我们就像房子没有地基一样。
Without the foundation of the first 11 chapters of Romans, it's just like a house without the foundation.
我们说十二章后面的事呢，就好像房屋盖在空中的楼阁一样。
And anything in chapter 12.And beyond is just like building a house in the air.
所以保罗在这里十二章开始，他说：“所以弟兄们。”
Therefore, Paul says in chapter 12 at the very beginning, therefore, brethren.
这个所以把跟前面那个根基连在一起。
And this therefore ties to the very foundation of the first 12 chapters.
保罗在这里让我们看到神呼召人是有拣选人是有目的的。
And Paul tells us that God has a reason, a purpose for choosing people.
不单让我们得着神儿子的生命，我们要进入以儿子生命的那个关系的里面。
Now, not only does he give us this life of son, but he also wants us to enter into this relationship as his son.
神要我们长大成熟。在身体的里面来侍奉神。
He wants us to mature, to grow up, to serve Him in life.
来彰显神的生命，神的性情。
To manifest the God's life and His character.
为着荣耀他的儿子。
Simply in order to glorify His Son.
那么为着达到这个目的呢？
Now in order to achieve this goal.
为着达到神这个荣耀的旨意。
In order to fulfill this glorious will of Him.
所以罗马书十二章的第一节开始。
Therefore, in the very beginning of chapter 12 of Romans,
我们看到基督徒生活的一个开始。
Here we see the very beginning of a Christian life.
我们回顾一下，这里说要我们献上给神。
Now, let's meditate on this. The verse says that we should present ourselves to God.
这里说到献给神，就是把我们的主权的转移。
Now, to present something to God means that the transfer of our autonomy to Him.
我以前是我的主人。
Before, I used to be my own master.
实际上我们也不是自己的主人。
But actually, we're not our own master either.
我们是这个世界的王是我们的主人。
Actually, it's the prince of this world is our master.
我们蒙恩得救以后，神要我们转180的转向他。
After we're saved by grace, God wants us to make 180 degree toward Him.
主用重价宝血买赎我们。
The Lord has redeemed us with His precious blood.
他拥有我们的主权。
Therefore, He owns us.
所以我们献上给他。
Therefore, we should present ourselves to Him.
这样神才有机会可能在我们你我的身上来做工。
Only in such a way could God have this chance to work in you and me.
好让基督的生命在我们里面能够成长
成熟。So that Christ's life could mature, could grow up in us.
我们说到他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
And the verse says that this is your reasonable service.
神也要借着侍奉好让我们更多认识基督。
Through our service,God wants us to know more of Christ.
更多明白主的心意。
To understand more of the will of God, the Lord.
更深来建立与基督的那个关系。
And even to grow deeply into the relationship with Him.
神要人来侍奉神是为着侍奉人，侍奉神是为着得到我们这个人。
The reason that God wants us to serve Him is to gain us.
要我们能够更多借着侍奉与主联合。
So that through our services, we could be even more united to Him.
以主合而为一，好像主与父合而为一样。
So we are one with the Lord, just as the Lord is one with the Father.
这就说到我们教会的生活。
And then it alludes to our church life.
所以我们也常说，神看我们的所事过于我们手中的工作。
That's why we often say that God.Redeems the who we are more important than what work we have done.
因为神实在说借着各样的侍奉要得着我们这个人。
Because through all kinds of services, God wants to gain us.
来建立我们这个人。
In order to edify us.
为着他基督的身体的建立。
Now in order to build up the body of Christ.
为着他那个荣耀的旨意。
And simply for His glorious will.
那么罗马书十二。第二节的时候呢
Now in Romans 12
十二章第二节他说不要效法这个世界
The verse says that do not be conformed to this world
只要心意更新而变化
But renew your mind
这里说我们要认识神不单单我们蒙恩得救以后我们信主了我们认识神
Here the verse says that we have to know our Lord not only after we have believedIn Him have been saved by His grace, that we have to know Him.
神更要我们继续的往前，心意更新的变化。
But even more, God wants us to move forward to renew our mind.
借着这样的更新变化，让我们渐渐的、逐渐的明白神的旨意。
Now through this renewing and regeneration, and more, we will come to know the will of God.
我想，一个孩子。在成长过程当中他也是渐渐来认识他的父母
Now I suppose just as a child while he's growing up he comes to know his parents gradually
小的时候他明白一点点
When he is little, he understands a little.
当他越成长越成熟，他对父母的心意更多的会明白。
The more he grows, the more he matures, the more he understands his parents' heart.
他跟父母之间会有更多的一个沟通。
And the more communication he would have with his parents.
他们之间的关系会渐渐的更成熟。
And their relationship with one another simply matures.
神对他的儿女也是同样的期待。
So likewise, our God has the same expectation of His children.
盼望借着我们心思的更新变化，我们一天天长大成熟。
Now, hopefully, through the renewing of our mind, that we will grow up daily.
我们更多认识基督的丰富，更深认识基督。
And we would know more of the abundance of Christ and more of Himself.
借着这样的认识，我们越来越与主亲密。
And through this kind of knowing, we will grow more intimate with Him.
我们里面会更多爱慕主，爱主更深。
And we have this more earnest desire to love Him, to admire Him in our hearts.
好，今天早晨呢，我们重点看罗马书十二章的第三节。
Now this morning, our emphasis is on verse 3.
第三节，我多年前开始查罗马书的时候也读过一些。
Now, years ago, when I studied the Romans, I thought about this verse.
那么这些年来也断断续续一直在查这件书。
And throughout the years since that, I studied the book, the Epistles of Romans, off and on.
但是我始终有一些问题不太明白。
But always I have some questions which I never understand.
第一个，第三节到底在放在这儿想说什么？
What is...Exactly the reason that verse 3 is placed here. What is the verse trying to tell us?
Hey, 为什么在第一节、第二节这么重要的经文后面会接着是第三节？
Why is it after so important verses, verse 1 and 2, then we come to see verse 3?
换句话说，使徒保罗想在这里是强调什么？
Then what is that the Apostle Paul wants to emphasize?
这早晨我们盼望主多给我们一些的亮光，我们一起来思想这一段的话。
So hopefully this morning that the Lord would give us more insight as we consider this verse together.
保罗说，我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说。
Paul says, through the grace given to me, I say.
不要看自己过于所当看的。
To everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
你注意他说，我凭着所赐我的恩。
Do you know that Paul says, by the grace given to me?
跟第一节那里说，我以神的慈悲欠你们。
And in verse 1 we see, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
是否在这里保罗里面有个很重的一个负担？
It seems that Paul has such a heavy burden in his heart.
保罗说这个话不是凭着自己。
As though Paul is saying this, but not by himself.
就像他在罗马书一章五节那里，他是凭着靠着神的恩典。
It's just as he says in chapter 1, verse 5, he says, by the grace of God.
在这儿因着神的恩典让他说这段话。
He says this passage is simply by the grace of God.
我们说每一个人可以说他完全的完完全全的他才能够开口说话。
And when we say this, that it's not a person has to be completely perfect, then he begins to speak.
没有这样的人。
There's simply no such a person.
蒙这么大恩典的使徒保罗，他在这儿说：“我凭着神的恩典说话。”
Even Paul, receiving such great grace from God, could only say, "By God's grace, I say to you."
所以让我们看见，我们蒙恩是靠着神的恩典。
Therefore, we see this very clearly that it's simply by God's grace that we receive His grace.
我们得救了，是靠着他的恩典，靠他宝血。
And we are saved by his grace, by his precious blood.
我们开始了侍奉，我们也完完全全靠着恩典。
Even when we are about to serve him, it's also by his grace.
我们一生的成长、长大也是靠着他恩典。
All our lives, progress in our life also depends on him.
我们说在恩典中得救，在恩典中学习成长。
Therefore, we say in his grace we are saved, and also in his grace we learn to grow.
接下来他说对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的
And then he continues to say that not to think of yourself more highly than and you ought to think
这一段话什么是过于所当看的呢
What does it mean to you think more highly than you ought to think
英文是说把自己好像看高了
The English verse says that you are simply exalted yourself, highly you think of yourself higher.
其实读经的人告诉我们，这个地方可以说是把自己高估了。
Now, many Bible students tell us that you could say this verse says you overestimate yourself.
过高的估计了自己。
You highly estimate yourself.
那么我们也注意到保罗这里说，对你们个人说。
And also Paul says to everyone who's among you.
第一节到第二节的时候是说你们。
Now in verses 1 and 2 we see Paul is addressing to the whole congregation, you all.
第三节这里说你们个人，多了一个个人。
Now verse 3 tells us everyone who is among you, he's speaking of individual.
是否这里更强调每一个人？
It seems that Paul is emphasizing more on individual.
是否更广泛一些？
And seems the, it seems he covers more broadly.
所以我们一个人说到蒙恩得救以后，我们在第一节第二节开始不但在神面前有那个新的生活。
So we say after a person is saved by grace, starting from verses 1 and 2, we see now you have a new life, new living.
这里让我们看见当我们进入与弟兄姊妹有交通的生活的时候，
and here it allows us to see that after you enter into the fellowship with brethren,
进入那个教会的生活的侍奉的开始的时候，
after you start entering the service of church life,
在开始那个建造的生活的时候，
right at the very beginning of the building up the church life,
我们看见有一个重要的功课要我们学习。
And we see here there is one very vital lesson that we have to learn.
就是我们要认识自己。
And that is we have to know ourselves.
我们不可高估自己。
We should not think highly, more highly than we ought to think.
像弟兄姊妹也曾经听过这个故事。
I suppose you all have heard of this story before.
一个弟兄走南闯北以后。
After a brother has gone through all the places,
就是东西南北的聚会他都走过了。
After he has gone to all the meetings in different places,
他就回来问这个一个年长的弟兄。
He comes back to ask a question to this one elderly brother.
他说我走各地看了都不顺心也不顺眼。
I have been to all the meetings in all over the places, but none of that would satisfy me.
为什么教会会是这样子？
Why is the church is like this?
弟兄回答说，
And the brother answers,
因为你在中间。
Simply because you are in their midst.
多年前有一个弟兄也跟我说，
And years ago, a brother told me this.
其实他说的话也是我曾经说过的话。
And what he said was exactly I had said before.
我们只是五十步跟一百步的关系。
And this, his saying and my saying is not that much of a difference.
他说我们弟兄啊，我人到中年了，我不能这样再这样下去，荒废了。
And the brother told me that I was in my middle age, I should not waste away my time anymore.
我应该干点什么事儿。
I got to do something.
我听了以后呢，我里面也有一个感觉，这么多年我还记得弟兄这个交通。
Now after I heard his saying, I had this feeling even until now after all these years.
是否我们里面常觉得我们在这样的聚会里面怀才不遇？
Do we often feel that in a meeting like ours, we always feel that my talent is not fully developed?
人家有眼不识泰山。
And people simply do not appreciate my talent.
我们很容易的把自己高估。
So easily we would think of ourselves highly than we ought to think.
中国的俗话说，人往高处走，水往低处流。
Chinese have a proverbial saying that men are aiming toward the high places just as water is going downward.
这个师父很形象地说到人里面那个本相天性。
Now this saying simply made it so clear of our human nature.
所以这里说的高估是否比那个骄傲还要更加的广泛？
Now here the verse says, to think more highly than you ought to think. This saying seems to exceed the picture of being proud.
好像更普遍的隐藏在我们的里头。
And it seems more prevalent, this kind of thinking is hiding in each one of us.
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我刚蒙恩得救的时候。
I once shared with you that right after I was saved by grace.
曾经写文章到那个杂志社去问写一篇文章到杂志社去。
I wrote a letter and sent it to a Christian magazine, and I asked this question.
那个题目就是基督徒为何孤芳自赏。
My topic is that why is all the Christians are isolating themselves and appreciating themselves so much?
你想那个时候对教会 A B C 都不懂。
At that time, I knew nothing about anything, not even A B C of the church.
那里面就会想到这些问题，那些问题。
But within my heart, I started to thinking about this question and that question.
你说里面有骄傲吗？骄傲吗？
Did I have this pride within me?
我觉得应该不是骄傲。
I don't think that's the pride.
因为连骄傲的本钱都没有。
Because I didn't even have the ability to be proud of something.
什么都不懂嘛。
Because I knew nothing.
把自己看得太高。
I simply thought of myself more highly than I ought to.
没有认识到自己的那个无知。
I never knew my ignorance.
换句话说，二十多年过去了，回头看。
Put it in another way, 20 more years passed, and as I look back,
叫不知天高地厚。
I'm doing something simply because I'm ignorant. I simply do not know how high the heavens are and how thick the earth might be.
好，我们从个人生命成长来看，我们需要在肢体当中有生活有学习。
Now, in view of our personal spiritual growth, we need to learn among our church life.
我们都说学习要放下自己，要卑微自己。
We all need to learn to humble ourselves and also to to simply make yourself lowly.
所以腓立比书二章三到五节那里说。
Therefore, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5 tells us.
他说只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Simply, you have to esteem others better than yourself.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
In lowliness and of mind, and also let each of you not only look out for your own interests, but also for others.
你们当以基督的心思为心思。
And also that is mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
那么这里的心思呢，是指向我们刚才第三节那里那个看别人，那个心思是同一个意义。
Now this
指那个心思。
In verse 5, this mind is just the same word. In Romans chapter 12:3, think there from the same original word.
对不起，他说这里心思指向是刚才腓立比书第三节那个个人看别人比自己强那个心思。
Excuse me. This mind is the same word used in verse 3 of Philippians that when you esteem others.
那么我们要问说什么是基督的心思呢
So let's consider what is the mind of Christ
6到7节腓立比的六到七节已经跟我们说到了
In verses 6 to 7 they tell us very clearly here
一个卑微的心思
that we need to have a humble mind
一直卑微下去
continue to humble yourself
以至于死
until unto death
所以我们说到我们个人在教会生活中学习卑微，谁是我们的榜样
？Now as we learn to be humble among our church life, who should be our example?
基督的心思。
That is the mind of Christ Jesus.
因为我们在聚会生活中、教会生活中，我们需要学习与弟兄姊妹一起来配搭服事。
In our meetings, in our church life, we need to learn to work together with our brethren.
我们不可以单打独斗。独来独往。
We should never be a lone ranger doing things just alone.
我们说一个比较成熟的弟兄姊妹，他一定是看重身体的。
Now, a more mature brother or sister must be the one who really emphasizes the body of Christ.
看重肢体的功用。
Cherishes the functions of the members of the body.
有那个基督身体的那个感觉。
And he or she always has a feeling of the body of Christ.
他会感觉说我不可以缺少我的弟兄。
This person will know that I cannot do without my brethren.
不可以缺少我的姊妹。
I simply cannot function without my sister.
就这样我们才能够越来越学习什么叫尊重他人。
Now, only in this way we can really learn what does it mean by esteeming others better than yourself.
我们会学 会不高估的自己。
Then we'll learn not to think more highly than we ought to think.
我们的生命成熟在这个当中我们才可能成长。
Only in such a way that our life could possibly mature.
前两年退休会我跟一个弟兄做后勤的那个服侍。
Now, 2 years ago at the retreat,that I and another brother were working together in charge of all the details of the meeting.
那几天天气很热，我们需要大量的买水。
And in those days, you know, the weather was just humid, hot. We needed to buy a lot of water.
我记得有一天我看水差不多了，所以我没有去想到去买。
So on that particular day, I saw we had enough water, so I didn't think of, you know, going to buy more.
但是我们弟兄提醒我说，哎，这个天特别热，我们需要多买一些做预备。
Now, the brother reminded me that now it's steaming hot. We need to buy more to be prepared.
好，我们就出去采购很多水来。
Therefore, we went out to buy a lot of water.
果然有那个需要。
Indeed, we did really need that.
事情过去两年了。
Now 2 years have passed after that.
但在我的脑海中常常想到这个弟兄。
In my mind, I often think of this brother.
我想到一个肢体的功用。
I just think of the function of one member of the body of Christ.
我们不可以缺少他。
We can never do without that member.
他有他那一份。
Because a member has his or her function.
他在这个世上他那么的忠心。
On this particular thing, this person is very faithful.
他在这个服事上，他那样的细腻。
And in his or her service, this person is always doing it so delicately.
实在让我感觉肢体之间那种彼此学习的那种关系。
So I really come to know the relationship among brethren, learning from one another, and the importance of it.
让我们在教会的生活里面真的学习那个基督那个柔细。
So let's all learn in the church. Learn to come to know the tenderness of our Christ.
学习主那个卑微，不是那样的高大。
Learn of the Lord's humility, not being arrogant.
活出他那个卑微，不是那种很那个自大。
And live out the Lord's humility instead of this conceitedness.
用我们看整个去看那个整个福音书。
If we take a look at all the gospel books,
主在地上是这样的生活。
As the Lord lived on earth,
他留给我们的就是这样的形象。
He left us with this kind of image.
因为这是他那个生命的本质。
Because this image is the outflowing of his very nature.
他很自然的表现出来的就是这个生命的性情。
Well, so readily our Lord just manifested himself with the very nature of his character.
神也要让我们蒙恩的儿女做成最终长大成熟有基督那个身量。
So likewise, God will also conform us to all the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ.
另一方面我们需要说我们要主的话来光照我们不高估自己。
Now, on the one hand, we say we need God's word to enlighten us so we will not think more highly than we ought to think of ourselves.
你说我怎样来学习卑微？
Then you may ask, how can we learn to be humble?
主的话可以照明我们里面的眼睛。
The Lord's word will enlighten all the darkness within us.
主的话可以显明我们里面的黑暗。
Reveal our darkness and the secret.
否则我们活在那个黑暗里面还不知道。
Otherwise, we would be living in the dark and darkness and not knowing it.
我们俗话说，人贵有自知之明。
We often say,
人贵贵重有自知之明。
What a person is being very precious is that he knows himself.
我们如果 越多认识主，我们越多在教会生活，我们基督徒会觉得这句话是空洞的。
The more we know our Lord, the more we live among brethren, we feel this word, the saying is so abstract.
这句话不实际。
It's not practical.
人没有自知的。
Simply because man cannot know himself.
人不认识自己。
We do not know ourselves, period.
人没有主的话，不会认识自己。
Without us, the Lord's word, man simply cannot understand himself.
人没有教会的生活，没有肢体的生活，也不会认识自己。
Nor will a person know himself, if he doesn't have the church life, the life among the members of the church.
我们每一个人看自己的时候，都觉得还挺满意的。
Because as we look at us, we all think that we are doing very well, pretty good.
我们光聚会也没问题。
And it's fine with us. We just go to meetings.
但是我们聚在一块儿，我们一起来配搭侍奉的时候。
However, when we come together, when we serve with one another.
哎，我们就发现这个不顺眼。
Then we right away we see that this is I don't like this.
哎，那个好像有点问题。
And I'm at odds with that person.
我们很常常把自己高估了。
So we often highly.More think of ourselves than we ought to think.
另一面，我们从基督身体的建立来看。
And also from if we view this from the building up the body of Christ.
我们不应当高估了自己。
Then we need to know we should not think more highly than we ought to think.
因为我们个人不能做什么。
Because individually we cannot do anything.
我们个人乃是照着主所领受的那份。
Because,
圣灵随己意分给个人的恩赐来侍奉。
Because individually we serve with the gifts that the Holy Spirit distributes to us according to His will.
彼此配搭，各尽功用来建立教会。
Now as we work with one another, each one of us does his share to fulfill his or her function.
没有一个人可以统揽一切。
None of us can cover all areas.
没一个人可以做任何的事情。
None of us can do everything.
没一个人凡事都有意见。
None of us should have opinions on each single matter that's involved.
你不可能在每件事上你都有判断有看法。
Because it's impossible for you to have opinions or judgment on every single matter.
因为我们的恩赐都不一样的。
Because our gifts are simply different.
我们的功用是不一样的。
And our functions vary.
所以第三节这里让我们看见，在进入教会生活建造之前，我们有一个重要的功课。
So verse 3 allows us to see a very important lesson right before we enter the church life into the service.
神要做那个拆毁的工作。
That is, God wants to do the work of destruction.
把我们人心思里面那个旧造里面心思高估本性的一个意念受到对付。
Every thought and mind of ours in the old self, that God will demolish it and start it again.
让我们里面那些隐藏的意念被神的话来光照。
And all the hidden thoughts will be enlightened by God's word.
也在侍奉教会生活中渐渐的显出。
And also we will reveal everything in the church life in our service.
好让我们越过越能够学到怎么样做卑微的功课。
But only through this way, more and more, we will really master the lesson of humility.
另一面，我们要说一下，我们进入教会侍奉生活那个真正的意义是什么呢？
Now, on the other hand, I would like to share with you on the true meaning of entering the church life.
我们要盖一个会所。
We want to build a church building.
啊，我们要这个把这里装修得很漂亮。
We want to decorate the building beautifully.
我们可以做很多外面很多很多的事情。
We could do many outward works.
这些都是应该的。
And all these things are supposed to be done.
但是它真实的意义是哪里？
But what's the true meaning of the church life?
我们在教会真实侍奉的意义是为了认识基督。
What is the true meaning of the service of church life? That is to know Christ.
更多认识他的丰富。
To know more of his abundance.
我们借着侍奉越深地认识基督。
Now, through our service, we will know more deeply of our Christ.
主越多地吸引我们。
And the Lord will appeal to us more.
让我们更多能够爱慕主。
So that we could adore him and love him more.
我们越爱慕主，我们才有可能与主有那个更深的关系。
Now the more we desire him, and the more it's possible for us to have a deep relationship with him.
否则我们在经历当中，我们不会有那种与主亲密相交的那种感觉。
Otherwise, in our experience, we won't be able to experience that intimacy between him and us.
可能很多时候啊。你我都会感觉有些诗歌我们 唱起来我们虽然朗朗上口
Many times、you and I probably will feel as we are singing so many、hymns familiar to us we can sing them so easily
但是我们里面感觉那这个诗歌是作诗的人里面那个感动
But we feel that this psalm's feeling is simply the song that the hymn writer's feeling
我里面的深处好像没有那个还没有达到那个经历
In the depths of my heart, I haven't reached that experience yet
我们承认这是需要连日的
Now, we confess that this kind of feeling does require time
需要你我竭力追求的
It requires us to strive for it with all our efforts
需要你我在每天的生活里面去追求的
It demands us to pursue after it, daily in our life
在侍奉里面我们主的标准是什么呢
Now, in our service, what is the Lord's standard for us?
主要看我们在侍奉当中我们认识他有多少
Now, the Lord wants to see how much we know him in our service
我们能够活出他有多少
And how much we can actually live out of him
我们借着这样的侍奉来操练来学习
And through this kind of service, we exercise ourselves, put ourselves into practice
始终能够让主的生命在我们里面成长
So in the end, the Lord's life will grow in us
长大成熟
To the point of maturity
我们说一个成熟的人是什么样的人呢
Now let's consider what a mature person is
一个成熟的人是知道他时时刻刻需要主的人
A mature Christian is the one who knows he needs the Lord moment by moment
一个成熟的人是知道他没有一个时刻可以离开他的主。
Now, a mature Christian is the one who knows at no time could he depart from his Lord.
而且深知他离开主，他不能做什么。
And he knows so deeply and well that apart from the Lord, he can do nothing.
我们弟兄也交通到说一个成熟的人是每早晨他知道他必须来到主的面前。
Our brother also shared with us this that a mature Christian is the one that every morning he knows he has to come before him
早晨他来仰望他的主
Now morning he lifts up his heart to his Lord
学习依靠主来开始他一天的生活
He learns to rely on his Lord to start his day
我们接下来看他说要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道
That you should think of yourself soberly according to the measure of faith that God has dealt to you.
我们注意到这里也是说到每一个人。
Now let's know that here the verse also says every single one of you.
这个合乎中道，我觉得中文还翻得很比较贴切哈。
I feel that the Chinese translation of this verse is more apt than the English one.
是否我们也比较能够字面上比较能够理解
And on service of the word, we seem to be able to grasp the meaning better.
彼得前书四章第七节那里说
First Peter chapter 4:7.
你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
这个谨慎自守跟这个这里说的看得合乎中道是同一个字
Now in its original be serious and watchful is the same as sober here in Romans
换句话说我们要谨慎把自己看得恰当
That tells us that we have to be sober so we could think properly of ourselves
看得适度
at the right degree
看得正好
To consider ourselves just right.
换句话说，我们是照着神所量给我们个人信心的多少来估量我们自己。
To put it another way, we simply examine ourselves according to the measure of faith which God has given us
来看待我们自己
and to treat us accordingly.
不多也不少
Nothing more, nothing less.
因为我们也不能低估了自己的恩赐
Because we simply cannot underestimate our gifts either.
我们每一个人蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹来到主的面前我们都有那份的恩赐
Now each one of us who has been saved by his grace as we come before him, each one of us has this grace from him.
我们不能低估了自己
We should not underestimate ourselves either.
我们不能说啊，我这个人来聚聚会就好了。
We should not say, oh, well, for me, I just come to the meetings. That's it.
我什么都不会。
I can do any, not cannot do anything.
哎，我蒙恩才刚蒙恩得救吧。
I've been saved recently.
我不能做什么。
I simply cannot do anything.
这不是神的心意。
Now this is not God's mind.
神救我们每一个人都有他的目的。
God has saved each one of us for a purpose.
我们说了，他要我们成长大成人。
And we mentioned that he wants us to grow up.
我现在家里两个小宝贝儿。
Now I have two little ones in my house.
每天看着都很可爱。
And every time I look at them, they are just so cute.
弟兄姊妹看着都很可爱。
And brothers and sisters look at them, they also feel that these little ones are so cute.
但是五年、十年以后。
But 5 years or 10 years down the road.
他们必须长大。
They have to grow up.
他们不长大，我急死了。
If they do not grow up accordingly, then I would be really anxious.
那弟兄姊妹也替我着急。
And brothers and sisters would be worried for me also.
神的心意对他的儿女就这样的期盼。
Likewise, this is God's heart toward all His children.
神是很认真的对我们。
God is dealing with us so seriously.
他盼望我们当中每一个人都能够长大成熟。
He longs for each one of us to grow up.
每一个人能够留下来。
None of us would be left behind.
我们盼望我们在教会生活里面不要小看我们自己。
Shall we help in our church life? Let us not belittle ourselves.
我们把自己摆在教会弟兄姊妹面前，
But、
主的面前。
Present ourselves before the Lord and among brothers and sisters.
否则我们会只是。聚聚会而已。
Otherwise, we will be people, the faithful ones who simply come to meetings only.
岁月过去了，我们的生命没有成长。
As the time goes, and then our life doesn't grow.
你会觉得年日过去，你会觉得很可惜。
You will feel it's quite a shame that the days have gone by so fast.
更严肃的是，有一天你要见到主。
More severely is that.Someday you will meet your Lord.
你在地上跟主建立了什么样一个关系？
What kind of relationship you have formed, between you and your Lord as you are still in the world?
主巴不得我们更多认识他，更多像他。
The Lord desires us to be more like Him, to know Him better.
我们说在恩赐应用上，我们在侍奉中，我们个人要看着自己看得合乎中道。
We say that in the exercise of our gifts, each one of us needs to think of him or herself soberly.
这不是一个说一个口号哈。
This is not just a slogan. It's not just a saying.
实在是你我一生的学习的功课。
Indeed, this is a lifelong lesson. You and I have to master. And it takes a whole lifetime to practice.
我们看到有时候有些难处的产生，有些矛盾的出来，都是我们这个人没有把自己看得合乎中道。
As we realize it here, a lot of times the confrontation or the hardship arise is simply because we do not think of ourselves soberly.
但我们不会因此，我们就不在里面操练，不在里面学习。
But that doesn't include us from exercising, practicing in this realm.
这是你我生命的道路。
This is the very way of your and my life.
你从十二章第一节、第二节，罗马书十二章第一节、第二节走下来，你第三节一定要经过的。
As you read from chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and you have to go through the experience in verse 3.
还有后面更多的经历。
And even more and more experiences spelled out in the verses later on.
更多的学习。
And more learning, more practicing await you.
更多的考验。
and more trials,
更多的试验,
and more tests.
我们人的本性是很遗憾，要么就高估，要么就低估。
It's quite a shame according to our human nature. We either overestimate ourselves or underestimate ourselves.
但是主的话在我们今天读的第四节到第五节里面。
But the Lord's word in verses 4 and 5 says,
他说正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体。
As we have many members in one body,
肢体也不都是一样的用处。
And all the members do not have the same function.
我们在许多人在基督里成为一身
So we being many are one body in Christ
互相联络做肢体也是如此
And individually members of one another
这里很清楚地说到了主的话说到每一个人都有那份恩赐
Now the verses say this clearly that each one has a gift
每一个人都有那份功用
Everyone has a function
我们照着神所量给我们信心的大小，我们要来侍奉神。
Now, according to the measure of faith that God has dealt to each one of us, we should learn to serve Him.
我们一起配搭侍奉的，学习的侍奉。
And together we work with one another to serve Him.
好，我们要问说，怎样我们能够看到自己如何是合乎中道
？Then we would like to ask, how can we think of ourselves soberly?
或者我们说。那个标准是什么
Or we could say, what is the standard for this?
我们说只有主是标准
We say that only our Lord is the very standard.
只有基督是答案
Only Christ is the answer.
主的生命、主的性情、主的生活就是我们的标准
The Lord's life, the Lord's living, and the Lord's character is our standard.
那个主的一切就是我们的答案
Everything of the Lord is the very answer to us.
那我们可不可以说，一个人看自己合乎中道的人
？Then could we say this? A person who thinks of himself soberly.
他乃是一个不看自己的人。
Is the one who never look at himself.
保罗，使徒保罗就是不看自己。
Now the Apostle Paul is the very one who does not consider himself.
这样的人，他只看主。
A person like this only considers our Lord.
他只仰望主。
Only looking onto our Lord.
一个人活在基督的里面，他只知道他是身体中的一个肢体。
He who lives in Christ knows only that he is one member of the body of Christ.
只是一个肢体。
He is only one member.
但是他有那个身体的感觉。
But he has this feeling of the body.
他的眼睛是定睛在。元首的身上
And his eyes are fixed upon the head.
他的眼睛望在头的上面
And his eyes are fixed upon the head of the body.
他知道他所有的一切和活动都来自于这个头的调配
Because he knows that all the activities that he performs are according to the dispatchment of the head.
受这个元首受圣灵的指挥
And being controlled, ruled over by the Holy Spirit by the head.
这样的话呢，在整个整体的里面，整个的团体的里面。
Now, if he is functioning in such a way, so corporately speaking,
这样的人他已经隐藏了。
A person like this has hidden himself.
人看见的是整个基督的身体。
As men look at this church, they only see the body of Christ.
人看见是整个是基督的荣美。
Only see the beauty of Christ.
看见基督的爱。
They only see the love of Christ.
基督的美丽。
The beauty of Christ.
所以我们说到这个肢体在整个身体的当中，它是不可或缺的。
So we say that any member of the body of Christ is indispensable.
我们每一个人在基督里面成为那个一身。
Every one of us is in the body of Christ, and we become one.
这个成为一
To become one
我们在约翰福音十七章那里也说到主说他合而为一使我们合而为一
In John 17 the Lord also says that so that we could become one
这个一不是那么抽象的一个概念
Now this oneness is not an abstract notion
我想这里说到 一合一成为一身。
Now here the verse says that so we could all become one.
当你进入那个身体的感觉里面的时候，你的这个手跟你这个身体是不是一致的？
Now when we become one body, your feeling and the feeling of your hand is one, agreeable.
你的耳跟你的整个身体是一样的。
Your ears are just like your whole body.
你是一个一。
So this is oneness.
所以整个肢体的功用要彰显的就是这个一。
The manifestation of the functions of all the members of Christ are simply to display this oneness.
这个合而为一表现出来的就是基督。
Now the very manifestation of this oneness should be Christ.
不再是哪一个个人的事情。
No longer a personal matter.
我们再说，我们在后面提说到四节五节说到很多的恩赐的时候。
Now in verses 4 and 5, they mention many gifts.
这些恩赐的显出应用都是建立在这个我们个人的这个拆毁的这个工作。
All the manifestation and exercise of the gifts are based upon the destruction of ourselves.
建立在我们愿意与其他的肢体一起配搭服侍，一起合作。
This is all based upon the willingness on our part to work together with other parts, other members, and other brothers and sisters.
建立在我们深深地认识到，离开主我们不能做什么，离开教会我们也不能做什么。
This is based upon the deep conviction that without God, without Christ, without our brothers and sisters, we can do nothing.
我们一切恩赐的发表彰显完全在身体的里面。
All the manifestation of the gifts are in this body of Christ.
他这里说，我们照着神所量的个人信心的大小。
Here the verse says that according to the measure of faith which God has dealt to each one.
除非我们能够认识到，我们这个人不是靠着天父的聪明才智。
Only when we come to an understanding that not by our abilities or not by our own intelligence,
不是靠着我们天赋的才能,
not according to our natural abilities, talents,
甚至也不是靠着我们后天的那个知识的累积努力,
not even by the efforts or accumulation of the knowledge we later accumulated.
因为当我们说到恩赐的时候，它是从神来的。
Whenever we talk about gifts, they're from God.
是圣灵随己意分给个人的。
The gift is given to you according to the Holy Spirit, who distributes according to His own will.
这个就让我们要回头要常常来思想。
And then we need to always come back to reflect on this.
无论我们做了什么事儿。
That regardless of the work we have done.
无论我们有多大的启示好了。
Regardless of the revelation we might have,
我们得时时小心地来到主的面前。
But moment by moment, we have to be very careful that we always need to come before Him.
我们必须深深地伏在他的面前说，主啊，这是你所量给我的。
We need to bow down deeply before Him and say, Lord, this is that which you have given to me.
这个恩赐是从你而来的。
And this gift is from you.
而且它是为着建立你的身体。
Furthermore, this gift is for the building up of the body of Christ.
不是为着我个人有什么名什么利。
It's not for my personal gain or personal fame.
不是为着我个人有什么好处。
It's not for my personal interests.
一切都围绕着基督的身体的建立。
Everything is surrounds the building up of the body.
如果我们越多越深地看见这一点，
so the more deeply that we could see this,
我们越体会到我们所有侍奉的力量的一个泉源，
the more we would understand the very source of the strength of our service.
只有一个来源，
and we would know this that there is only one source.
就从神那里来。
And that is from God.
一个人靠着自己一定疲乏。
Now, according to yourself, one is doomed to be weary.
不管你有多聪明的才智。
No matter how smart, how talented you might be.
使徒保罗是我们最好的一个榜样。
Now, Apostle Paul is the very best example we could find.
世上没有几个人有他这么大的启示。
Because not so many people in the world have received such great revelation.
但是这个人是夸自己的软弱的。
But Paul is the one who boasts of his weaknesses.
这个人是知道自己的软弱的。
He's the one who knows his weaknesses.
好让基督的能力好让来覆庇他。
So that the strength of Christ could overshadow him.
你我也是一样。
So likewise, it's the same with you and me.
我们一切的动力来自于这个我们的主。
All our driving force on our part comes from God.
我们如果略有一点能力。
If we should have a little bit of strength.
必须是来自于我们的主。
It also has to come from the Lord.
因为只有他那里是那个。永流不断的活泉。
Because only our Lord is a very flowing fountain that never ceases running.
你我的里面只有枯干。
Within you and me, we only have this dryness.
有短暂的奋兴。
We might have a short time spiritual high.
或许可以做点什么外面的事。
So maybe we could do something outwardly.
但是你知道你里面的光景。
But you know your inner conditions.
有一天你会服下来。
And someday you will have to subject yourself to him.
我们真是主说的，离开我，你们不能做什么。
Just as the Lord says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
由此我们里面会产生一个敬畏。
And also we would also have this heart of fear.
当你我看见我们侍奉的根源，我们侍奉的泉源，我们的能力的来源是来自主的时候。
Because when you see the fountain, the source of our service and our strength is from God.
里面我们会有一个敬畏的心。
Then we have this heart to fear Him.
我们自己会慢慢的消失。
And we, on our part, would diminish gradually.
我想那个高估自己或者低估自己都已经不太重要了。
And then it becomes, it doesn't matter anymore whether you over or underestimate yourself.
换句话说，我们的眼目已经不再看自己。
To put it another way, simply is our eyes are no longer focused on ourselves.
我们的眼目整个是仰望在主的身上。
Instead, our eyes are upon the Lord Himself.
我们算不了什么。
We are really nothing.
我们真的会对自己不屑一顾了。
And we really would not even bother to look at ourselves from now on.
你确实不值什么东西。
Because we're worth nothing.
我们算得了什么？
What are we?
所以我们真是盼望主更多怜悯我们。
We really hope that the Lord will show more mercy to us.
让我们借着教会的生活，弟兄姊妹彼此配搭的侍奉。
That through the church life, through the service among brothers and sisters.
我们一起学习，好让主那个生命的属性。
That we would learn together, so that the very attributes of the Lord.
来帮助我们。把自己看得合乎中道。
Would help us to think of ourselves soberly.
我们越多认识他，
Now, the more,
越多经历主。
And the more we know him, the more we experience the Lord.
我们越多的亲近主。
The more we draw near to the Lord.
主的生命自然在我们的里面，我们会产生那个卑微。
Then the Lord's life will readily give us this humble life.
生出那个卑微。
And the Lord's life will produce this humility in us.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹。
Now all the brothers and sisters among us.
我们这么多年过去了。
Now so many years have gone by.
我们实实在在看见我们弟兄姊妹身上很多有很多的学习。
And we could actually observe so many lessons that our brothers and sisters have mastered throughout the years.
以前你常常听到声音很大的，现在没有声音了。
Those who used to simply shout out aloud their opinions now are quiet.
以前凡事都有发表的，现在也学会安静。
And those who always wanted to give their opinions on everything, now they learn to be quiet.
谁做这样的工作？
Now who is doing all this work?
我们自己的修行吗？
Is it from our own refinement?
我们靠着自己活出来吗？
Is it by ourselves we live out a life like this?
你我知道不可能的。
You and I know it's impossible.
这是教会生活。
This is a church life.
这是圣灵的工作。
And this is also the Holy Spirit's work.
这是主话语的光照。
This is the enlightenment of the Lord's word.
主的生命在我们弟兄姊妹里面渐渐成型。
Now the Lord's life is gradually being formed among brothers and sisters.
你回头看我们弟兄姊妹里面渐渐有那个基督性情的那个发表。
And as you look back upon our brothers and sisters, you could see that gradually the manifestation of the life of Christ.
另一面当然我们看见自己要不断的追求，我们看见自己何等的残缺不足。
Of course, on the other hand, we always see we're so incomplete. We lack so much. We need to constantly pursue after our Lord.
但是我们再说，我们不看自己。
But we say it again. Let's not consider ourselves.
我们也不看周围。
Nor things around us.
我们也不看环境。
Nor circumstances around us.
我们学习把我们的眼目举上看我们的主。
We simply learn to lift up our eyes upon our Lord.
定睛在他的身上。
Focus our eyes upon Himself.
他是我们一切的标准。
He is the very standard to all of us.
他是我们一切的答案。
He is the very answer to all of us.
他为着他教会的建立。
For the building up His church.
为着我们主的见证。
And for the sake of our Lord's testimony,
主巴不得我们每个人在他手中成为那个合用的器皿。
The Lord desires so much that each one of us will become the useful vessel in His hand.
成为那个贵重的器皿。
To become the honorable vessel.
我们低头祷告。
You have bowed, please. Shall we have a word of prayer?
祝我们蒙了何等大的恩典。
Oh Lord, what tremendous grace we have received.
靠着你的宝血，把我们这些人从罪恶死亡中拯救出来。
That by your precious blood you have delivered us from sin and death.
哦，主不但如此，你要我们得着这个生命来彰显你自己。
Lord, it's not only so because you want us to receive your life in order to manifest it.
在基督的身体里面来荣耀你。
To glorify you in the life of Christ.
主，我们真是盼望，巴不得年日过去。
Oh Lord, we really hope that as the days are going by,
让我们身上的工作能够得到成就。
That your work in us will be accomplished.
借着弟兄姊妹彼此的配搭服侍。
Through the service and cooperation among brothers and sisters.
你让我们更多学习有你的性情。
Help us to learn more of your characters.
有你的温柔。
That we would have your gentleness.
有你的可爱。
That we would have your loveliness.
有你的美丽。
And your beauty.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we simply look unto you.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
By the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. Amen.